Man, what a way to actually start my time with you here on Impact 103. I'm kind of here just in studio after these last two songs and just really feeling the presence of God. Like I was worshiping God with those two songs. The first one from Jeannie Owens, Be Still and Know. And now this last one, Brooke Ligowit with Burn. And I'm telling you, this place of the presence, that's where I want to be. I want to be in that place, that place of security, that place of love. That's the place that God actually just opened up for us to actually be able to step into because of what Jesus did for us. And I'm telling you, I'm never going to take it for granted. I love the presence of God, you know, and it actually makes me think. You know, the presence of God is really our place of security. It's our place of safety, just as we were saying yesterday. And I was actually looking up what security actually means. And it says the state of being free from danger or threat. Now, I know that the scriptures say, He is the rock on which I stand. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He is always there, always doing everything He can for us. And this is our God. This is the God that we serve. He is the one that really is unshakable. He is the one that just stirs us up in every way that is possible. He's our security. You know, it also reminds me of a scripture that says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And that's really what that definition was actually talking about. It said the state of being free. We're free. We're free now that we're in Jesus Christ. We're free to live and to grow in relationship without anything hindering us. It's just just what we need to do is surrender and say, Lord, I believe in what Jesus did for me. I accept that. So welcome to Being Real here, where we challenge the way that we think, where we can be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. And this is the one thing that I'm going to do today is press in to this security, press into this place that is Jesus. Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Psalm 16 verse 8, I have set the Lord continually before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Isn't that such a reassuring thing? Because God is right here with us at our right hand, we shall not be moved. And I kind of feel like just asking this question, what is trying to move you? Because I'm doing the same thing here in studio. I'm taking the word of God and trying to apply it to my life, trying to really seek and say, okay, God, what is really trying to move me? And it actually reminds me of a time that I actually had driving back from Limpopo this Sunday. I just passing Falvata and picked up this young man that was traveling through to Modimolle and gave him a lift, and we started chatting in the car, and all of a sudden we started talking about Jesus and finding out where his relationship is with the Lord, and all of a sudden he's saying to me, you know, please pray for me because the enemy is like really trying to come after me. He's trying to move me, he's trying to keep me down. And I was just so reassured by the Holy Spirit in that moment that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And so we started discussing this, started like bringing it to his attention, and he left there with such joy. Such security, knowing that God is with him, and if God is for him, then nothing will be against him. And this is what we call to be as Christians, to take that place of security in the presence of God so we can be witnesses to every single person around us and testify, man, like, look, if God did it for me, he's going to be able to do it for you. The things he does for love, because he loves us. Ah, I love it. If we just take a look at that statement, the things he does for love. I look at my life, I'm like, Lord, I remember those times that I know you just did things because you loved me. It wasn't because I deserved it. It wasn't because I earned it. It was just because you love me. And in Matthew 6:26, it says, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. And then he says this, powerful. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit of measure to his stature or to the span of his life? And why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Now, I read that and I'm like, Lord, I see the moments in my life where you have provided for me. I was worrying about food. I was worrying where I was going to make ends meet, but literally you came through. You really, really came through. I mean, I felt like that the whole of last year was just like, Lord, I need you to see me through day by day by day. But this is the amazing thing. He is so faithful. We don't need to worry. He's created this place of security, and it's called his love. It's his love. And living your life through this, living my life through this, it's such an awesome thing. It's carefree. It's carefree. Why? Because Jesus cares for me, and I'm allowing him to do that. And now I'm free to work on my relationship with God. Man, such a different way to live. Such a beautiful thing that Jesus gave us. And I hope this scripture that I'm about to read is going to mean as much to you as it's meant to me this morning. Just something that's really stood out to me in the Word of God. It's Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to all of this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be our foe if God is on our side? He who did not withhold or spare even his own son, but gave him up for us, will he not also with him freely and graciously give us all other things? Man, who shall bring any charge against God's elect when it is God who justifies, that is, who puts us in right relation to himself? Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God, who acquits us? Who is there to condemn us? Will Christ Jesus, the Messiah, who died, or rather, who has raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, actually pleading as he intercedes for us? Wow, what a picture. Who shall ever separate us from Christ's love? Shall suffering and affliction and tribulation, or calamity and distress, or persecution, or hunger, or destitution, or peril, or the sword? Even as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all day long. We are regarded and counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. For I am persuaded beyond any doubt, and this is the punchline, I am persuaded beyond any doubt, and I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ our Lord. Man, enough said. Such a relevant song, man, such a relevant song, something that we're just going into now. It's time for Challenge of Change, all about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit giving us power. Here we go.
The Word of God, it's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Okay, this is the challenge.
The challenge, the challenge. Challenge.
It's to memorize scripture so that we as believers in Jesus Christ, we're equipped with the weapon of the word to stand our ground in the very moment that we need it. It's like a hammer that breaks into pieces even the most stubborn rock of resistance.
And sometimes I feel like, man, there's things that I'm going through that might take a lifetime, but I have to have faith.
Listen, talk about it.
Every Monday and Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. on Being Real
with Owen Farley. You are being challenged to change here on Impact 103. Rise to the challenge.
Oh man, we have fun with that intro every time we hear it. It's every so awesome.
And I'm just like behind the mic. I'm like, rise to the challenge.
Come on, dude. Let's rise to the challenge. Okay, so gauntlet down, bro. Today is the day where we are testing out. So it's like all about what we've learned. How are we doing? You know, it's like time for it. So here we go. Here's like a bunch of them.
Okay,
there's only four.
Right.
Okay, so if you're listening, grab a hold of these scriptures. Let me just read them aloud for you quickly. Mm-hmm. John 5 verse 30. Hope that's going through your memory right now. Okay, John 5 verse 30. Acts 1 verse 8.
John 6:63.
Oh, I don't even need to read it. He's mm-hmm. on point today. Okay, and Romans 8 verse 9. So here we go. We're going to shuffle it, and I'm going to give you like first dubs. Here, bro. Come. Grab one.
This is not nerve-wracking at all. Okay, I'll take that one. One and where's the second? Okay, two.
All right. Go for it. You do your thing, man.
Let's hope the long ones were not left to me. Okay, John 6:63. Perfect. That's the one.
Okay, and no, do that one first. Come on.
Okay. John 6:63. Yes. Out of memory.
Yes. Right.
John 6:63. It is the Spirit... The Holy Spirit gives life. He is the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatsoever. There is no profit in it. The words and truth that I've spoken to you are true, are spirit and life.
Woo! On fire this morning. On fire this morning. Okay, my turn.
Go for it.
This one. Oh, John 5 verse 30. Here we go. Man. It's a good one. All right. I do nothing of myself independently and of my own accord.
Come on.
But only as I receive. Only as I'm taught and as I receive the orders of God.
Nice.
Even as I hear, I judge. I decide as I'm bidden to decide. Sure. Even as the voice comes to me, so I give decision.
Sure.
And the judgment that I give is right, just, and righteous because I do not consult my own will. I have no desire to do what is pleasing to myself, but only... the will and the pleasure of the Father who sent me. Hey, that was pretty on point.
Dude, are you hiding the scripture somewhere? Are you reading?
Behind my eyelids.
Nice, so far.
I had to close my eyes just so I could remember it. Otherwise, I get distracted.
That was impressive.
All right, your next one, sir.
Romans 8, verse 9. Oh, man.
That was a great time.
That was intense. Okay, cool. Romans 8, verse 9.
Yes.
But those... Wait.
I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
Not about the flesh.
Okay. I have an idea of what it is.
Okay.
Just the exact words. So...
Give it to me the best you can, man.
All right. Romans 8 verse 9. Those who... Okay, so if you are guided by the Spirit of God, these... Okay, so the sons of God are those who are guided by the Spirit of God.
Okay, close. I'm going to start you off, okay? You are not walking by the flesh, but you are walking by the Spirit if...
Yes, you're not living a life of the flesh, but in the Spirit if you are sons of God.
Ooh, close. All right, this one we're going to work on. It's okay. This is the challenge, though. This is the challenge. It's not about like getting it right every time.
Yeah.
It's about actually just doing the work, the process to get it in. So here we go. Let's see if I got it.
Okay.
Romans 8, verse 9. You are not living the life of the flesh, but you are living the life of the Spirit if the Holy Spirit of God dwells within you. There it is.
There we go.
That directs and controls you. But if... I'm stuck at two.
Yeah.
If the Holy Spirit of God does not dwell inside of you, then you are not really children of God.
You're not
His. Oh my gosh, we're messing this one up. Let's practice this one. All right, just for the listeners. All right, Romans 8 verse 9. But you are not living the life of the flesh. You are living the life of the Spirit.
Yeah.
If the Holy Spirit of God really dwells within you, directs and controls you. Mm. But if anyone does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. He is not belonged to Christ and is not truly a child of God. I mean, we kind of got it.
It's like salvation. It's a continual process. Right? And it's about practicing, it's about trying, it's about going over and over. Get it wrong.
The spirit of bounce back.
But we are here.
Yes, that's it. Acts 1 verse 8. This one I know. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit of God has come upon you. Amen. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the very bounds of the earth. Oh, such a powerful
one. Powerful.
Man, I love it. Dude. Give me knuckles. That was fantastic. I mean, not so shabby. If you were joining in with us, and I wonder how you did. Just let us know here on Impact 103 at 071-364-0376. And we can like just journey together on this. Find out how you did, you know? So, Steve, thanks so much for joining me. And that was Challenge for Change. Something that I've just been discussing here in studio is something that's really powerful, okay? In this place of security that we have with God, okay? He loves us. There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God, as we just read in Romans 8. But now, this is the kicker for me. I love it, okay? It brings confidence. It brings freedom so that you can boldly proclaim who Jesus really is. He's literally separated you from every stain, every sin, everything that would try to move you, hold you down. He's got your back, and we can step into this boldness to really proclaim. It reminds me of the scripture, 1 John 4:18. There is now no fear in love. Dread does not exist, but full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. Now, I love this because it says full-grown, complete love. And this is the thing. It's like we're constantly growing. We're constantly maturing. We're constantly growing deeper in our relationship with God. It doesn't mean we don't have love. It just means our love hasn't been perfected. We don't know Him as much as we need to. And this is my challenge, even to myself. I'm just like, I've got to know God. It's like this one thing I do is to forget everything that lies behind, strain forward to what lies ahead. I press on towards the goal. What is the goal that God has in Christ Jesus? It's to love. It's to get to know Him. It's to really stand with Him and say, man, Lord, I want you, you've got me, let's grow. You know, I'm actually just thinking, since the Challenge for Change that I had with Stephen, that scripture that says, it is the Spirit that brings life. It's so true. I mean, even afterwards, me and him are like here in studio chatting, and you can just feel the excitement. You can feel the love. You can feel the life of the Holy Spirit just moving through as you talk about his word, his goodness, what he's doing. It excites me. It really, really does. And I want to leave you with this scripture because my time with you has unfortunately come to an end. It's Psalms 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain fixed and stable under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. Now, I just want to make this quick thing. If you've experienced the life of God just as much as we did for Challenge of Change, I want you to just log in to our website at www.impactradio.co.za. The podcast is going to be up there again. Get the scriptures that we did today. Start learning them. Start getting into the challenge. Accept that challenge. Rise to that challenge and start seeing the life of God just coming into your life through the word that is bringing spirit and life. So thank you so much for joining me here on Impact 103 as we are being real.